Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Eden Assignments. I am your host, Karen Eden. I am an ordained and certified clinical pastor and martial arts master. Most people know me in that aspect. I've been doing inspirational writing, philosophical columns for over 20 years, and I have 4 books out, and I say that with all humility and graciousness. Thank you so much. Got a pretty decent topic that's been on my mind that I would like to talk with you about today. And, you know, I would like to start by saying when you see bright, shiny things, especially in social media today, you know, with people, good things happening to people, I just want you to reconsider, if you haven't already, to be very happy for people who succeed, whether it's fame, whether it's any kind of notoriety, whether they've financially hit the jackpot, came home with a trophy, a certificate, whatever it is. You need to realize that they're only posting the final product. You're not seeing the stuff that goes on sometimes year after year to get where people get to obtain what they obtain. Now, to be able to obtain things like, you know, good money, great titles, notoriety, it's really not that difficult to do in a physical realm because all it really takes is someone that can be even just remotely focused on what they want and not to give in to that and just to be very positive. In other words, be resilient so that if you do get knocked down, you have no problem picking yourself up and going back for more, which is actually a country song. But anyway, listen, you don't see the times that they failed, that they lost. You know, I had a very lucrative television career, which I loved what I did, but people always ask me, do I miss it? No, I don't. Not at all. But anyway, you know, when you see someone on TV, for instance, you see a final product, you think, wow, how lucky is that person? But the truth is, you wouldn't believe the stack of rejection letters I have that say, thank you very much for your interest in blah, blah, blah. Unfortunately, at this time, you're not what we're looking for, but we will keep your stuff on file for 6 months, and we'll let you know if something comes up that you're going to fit. It's always, we call them rejection letters. You know, you get them if you stay in the business long enough when you kind of are always trying to get a better job. I got stacks of those things, but you don't see that when you see me on TV or when you have seen me on TV. In magazines, you don't see the rejection that I got in magazines. Many times I've queried for articles in various magazines, and it got tossed back. You know, trophies in martial arts. You know, if I win a trophy, let's say I competed, and I did many, many years ago. But, you know, you see how happy someone looks standing there with a trophy. You don't see this ugly, ugly knuckle on my thumb where I broke it sparring and practice. I mean, even today when I go get my nails done, the lady's like wrestling with my thumb trying to get it to bend. I'm like, look, it doesn't bend right. It was broke. So, you know, and then they don't speak English and it's always a problem. But I try to relate to that so they won't rip my hand off my arm. But that's something you don't see when somebody wins. You don't see all the losses behind that win. You know, there's so much more to the picture, and if you can see what goes in behind somebody finally getting a bone thrown their way, I mean, you would truly be happy for people. So do that. You know, just be happy for people. And when you see all that shiny stuff, just know that their life, it doesn't mean their entire life is shiny. It just means that they just got something that they focused on. And it happens, but it doesn't happen frequently to all of us. But when it does, just you expending that good energy towards someone is going to change your atmosphere and help you become very successful in the things that you do. There's really no room, space, or time to ever be negative against someone. And when you find yourself being negative because someone is successful, please take a double look internally and see if perhaps you're there yet in your journey. Just because someone's successful and you are not at this time doesn't mean that you will one day not be successful. Because again, if you just stay remotely focused and you have a good attitude, good things will very easily happen to you. So I wanted to start it off my show by saying that. But I also would like to talk about a quote, and if you read Marvel Comics, you're going to be familiar with it. It's basically, with great power comes great responsibility. And that is so very true, because not always do you think of that when you yourself are successful. I think that was actually a quote from the Spider-Man character Uncle Ben, and it became iconic after that quote, I think, came out in the early 1960s. But it's such a nugget of truth. With great power comes great responsibility. In the physical realm, you know, you can get what you want. In the spiritual realm, you still can get what you want and more. There's nothing wrong with having good things. But the difference is, in the spirit realm, you have a responsibility, an obligation to actually take the good things that happen to you and turn them back around, put them back in the spirit realm to try to make the difference in the lives of other people. So let me break that down a little bit, and let me try to explain it. My dog's barking, and he's messing with my concentration, so I'm actually now in my closet trying to get this radio show done. Okay, here's the deal. I don't know if you've ever had something really, really, really impressed that you wanted. And I'll take, for instance, you know, I love purses. I finally, at one point in my time and career, was able to afford a really, really nice designer purse. Let's say a Gucci purse. You know, you get that purse and it's like, wow. You know, you're so excited when you finally get to buy something you've wanted your entire life, right? But, you know, a few hours, next day, two, three, four, you still love it, but it kind of wears off a little bit. It almost becomes second nature when you finally get the things that you really, really want. I mean, it's not like something that changes the state of your soul when you obtain physical things, material things in this world. Hey, I love a designer purse, don't get me wrong, but I've had enough designer purses at this point to know that it's not something that really settles in my soul as an incredible stride in life. And that's a very, very minor example of what I'm talking about with the spiritual reasoning, that whenever you have power, whenever you have money, whenever you have good things happen to you, you've got to put it back in to try to make the difference in the lives of other people. That act of doing so will cause it to really settle in as an incredible stride in your life, an incredible stride in your life. You do feel that in your soul. Any way and every way that you can. Can't really name it because everybody's on an individual journey. I can only talk about my own journey. But I'll give you some examples, and I don't want you to in any way, shape, or form think that I'm bragging when I say these things, but I want to give you some examples because a lot earlier on I came to the realization that all the good things that happen to me come from my Father God, and I know that He expects me to give them back. And one of those things was in martial arts. I do train and have for going on 28 years now, in a traditional Korean art called Tangsudo. It is hand-to-hand combat based out of the Korean military. You're familiar with Taekwondo in America. That's very popular, and it is tend to lean more toward an Olympic-type sport. Tangsudo, again, is more combative, and it's based out of the military, yet they are both traditional Korean martial arts. It's what I know. It's what I've trained in. It's what I teach. And when I got to the rank of master, which is, for those who don't study in martial arts, traditionally that's about 12 years of training. I realized that I hit quite a mark, that not too many women in my art form do reach that rank. There are women who do reach that rank, don't get me wrong, but not too many. There are female black belts in my art form as well, but again, nowhere near the amount of men who obtain the rank of black belt in traditional Tangsudo. Overall, as a general rule of thumb in the martial arts industry, there are obviously more men than women. It's more of a newer type sport, if you want to call it a sport, to females than it is some of the other sports out there. But it's making quite a bit of its mark, especially with women. And I think I was someone that got my rank early enough where I could say that not too many do obtain what I have attained at that time. So what I did when I became a martial arts master is I committed that and I dedicated that back into the spirit realm. When I say spirit realm, I don't want to confuse anybody. So let me just point blank tell you again, if you haven't heard me talk about it, for me, there's just Christ. I don't mix. I'm not a Budo Christian. I'm not a Christian witch. I'm not any of that, okay? It's just Christ for me. And I'm not here to tell you what you need to believe in, though you really should believe in Christ. Okay. All right. So what I did was I gave that belt back over, and I started an inner-city martial arts program, and that's been going on 18 years now. And I think a lot of you know my story. I went in and I volunteered basically in the ghetto of the city of Denver before I would go on and do my newscast at Fox News. And this was my way of contributing back with what I felt God had blessed me with. And the program became very successful. It was picked up by the Salvation Army and went all over the country, and well, not all over, but in many cities in the country and also other cities internationally. And that's where we are today with that, where an instructor can go in and volunteer his time to try to make a difference in his particular community anywhere in the world through the Salvation Army. So you know what gives me more joy? Of course, I'm proud that I am a Tungsido female master. But nothing gives me more joy than knowing that I am making a difference in hundreds and hundreds of people's lives because I dedicated my belt back to the kingdom of God, for lack of a better way to put it. I don't want to spiritually speak over anybody's head, so I try to break it down very simple. I just take what I felt like I've been blessed with, and I give it right back. Even, you know, if you're successful, you make money, then give it right back. See what you can do to make a difference with the money that you've been blessed with. If it's any type of an award, see what you can do to make a difference in the world with what God gives you. You know, it doesn't matter if it's a sport. It doesn't matter if it's a career. You know, as someone who was in broadcasting and journalism for pretty much my entire life, I got my first radio job at the age of 15, believe that or not, at a little AM daytime radio station in Roanoke, Virginia. And, you know, my career just went up and up and up from there and ended up being in major market television. I even took that and thought, well, if God blessed me and gave me such an incredible career in this, how can I take that and give it back and make a difference? So I realized I'm a good writer, teacher, and speaker, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing today, talking to you, because I feel like this is something that I can give back. Always want to put things in the context of how can I give back. This is great I got this trophy now. How can I give it back? You know, this is great that I just hit the lottery for $5 million. Now, how can I give it back? It's not like you have to be some self-sacrificial person and not have anything good for yourself, because the rules from my manual, which is the Bible, says that God came to give you, Jesus Christ came to give you abundant life, which means good health, good relationships, and money coming in. You deserve to have very good things, and don't let anybody ever tell you that. And if you go by those spiritual applications, you will be a very blessed person. You know, that's just spiritualism. It's the way that it works. So I just kind of wanted you to look at that saying from that Marvel comic magazine, with great power comes great responsibility, and apply it to your life. Maybe you are someone who's in a supervisory position. Maybe you're the head of whatever. Think about that in the terms of you have great responsibility. Not just meeting quotas, but you're responsible for every single person that is under you. And if somebody under you is suffering in any way, shape, or form, because you've been given that authority, it is your responsibility to go and stop that suffering. Very, very basic principle, but very dynamic. You know, if someone who's in a supervisory position, whether you own your own karate school or whatever it may be, you know there is a responsibility. And once you're in that type of position, it changes the way you look at things.
because you know, it's like this, you know, if I have 13 employees under me and I'm their supervisor, if that employee does not perform adequately enough, then that employee doesn't really get in trouble first. I do, right? Supervisors, you get in trouble first, because what that employee doesn't realize is that they're coming down on you. Like, what's going on? Well, that employee's under you. You need to go take care of it. And if you can't take care of it, we'll find someone else that can. So just because you're a supervisor doesn't mean you don't have bosses to answer to. So you know how that works. Anybody in any type of leadership position will tell you about that. So you've got to go, hey, look, you're not doing your job. Come on in. Let's talk about this. You know, you've got to do better. And all the employee thinks is, wow, you know, what a jerk my boss is. But they're not looking past what they see, because there's more jerk bosses over him. And it goes all the way up the chain. That's the way it works. So you have to realize that there is great responsibility with power. You know, that's just, that's the way the cookie crumbles. So in the spirit realm, everything that you can take as far as the teachings of Christ, always go back to the same basic, what I call white belt spiritual principle. That is, you've got to look at what God gave you and take that and use it and give it away in every way that you can. When people go, well, I can't hear God talking, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do, I don't know what he wants me to do, I'd like to do something, then I, you know, I just don't overthink it. It's really, really basic white belt stuff. Look at your life and what you're good at. Take that and dispense it back into the spirit realm, into the kingdom, where you can help other people, help stop suffering, help people who have needs. You know, if you open the eyes of your heart, you will see these things. I once worked with a friend, and she struggled horribly with mental illness, and she went on mental disability. She is a very spiritual person, though, and she struggled with even being able to open the door and go outside. I mean, that's how bad the depression was. But one thing that she learned to do is she would just go by and get the day-old bread from, you know, wherever. I know the Salvation Army sometimes has stuff like that. A lot of the nonprofit community organizations do. She would take it, and she would go out and just feed the birds. The intent of her heart was to try to help those birds get something to eat when things were iced up and there was snow on the ground and there wasn't enough food. And that's all she did. You know, she loved animals, and that was her way of contributing back. Now I have another friend, very, very elderly, can no longer, you know, she's kind of a shut-in, can no longer just get out at her own will. One thing that she still loves to do is write cards, just to encourage people, thinking of you cards, and sends them out. Nobody writes cards anymore. But, you know, that's her way of giving back. And that's beautiful, because that's something that she has come to understand, that she's got to be able to give back, even in spite of the struggles and the handicap of mental illness or being incapacitated. As long as you're drawing breath, there's a reason for you to be here. And these are two women that have figured that out, and they do what they can do to contribute back. And it doesn't have to be anything incredibly huge. You don't have to wait till you win a trophy. If you're brought into this world, there's a reason why you're supposed to be here. All part of the spiritual journey that we were actually talking about last week. The spiritual journey we were talking about, which says that, you know, as long as you're drawing breath, you're supposed to be on a journey of spiritual reasoning. You know, even in martial arts, we have body, mind, and spirit. We say there's no balance in your life if you don't work on all three of those things. But I know I'm one of the very rare instructors who will still push the spiritual aspect. You know, the body, yeah, a lot of people go to the gym. The mind, a lot of people still study. But spirit, that one suffers, and that one is the most important of all, because your spirit is forever. The acts that you do, the way that you think, how you conduct yourself, what comes out of your mouth, these are all things that are part of the spiritual realm. And we have to oftentimes make those corrections to try to be the best that we can be when it comes to spiritual things. But it's very important that we do that. I have to work at it like every day. I'm actually a very sarcastic person. If you know me really well, you know that. I did radio for 12 years before I actually broke into the TV business in a big, big way. But of course, you know, I started when I was a teenager, but people in radio especially tend to be very sarcastic. And sometimes that side of me wants to come out. I can see so many things that I could make fun of, but, you know, I'm learning in my spiritual maturity that even speaking something like that is a waste of breath and time for me. You know, we're all on a journey. Why would you want to cause anything negative to come out of your mouth to attract other negative things back to yourself? Because that's what happened. Negative things attract negative spirits, if you will. The things that come out of your mouth, if they're not positive, are going to attract negative things. So when you're having a bad day, because, you know, it happens, double check and see if perhaps it started with a negative thought, a negative thing that you said, and correct it and change it. And totally let your first thoughts be love. I like that saying. I remember coming to that understanding a long time ago. Let your first thoughts, let your very first thoughts be love. And if you can do that, then you're not going to find yourself rolling back into the sarcasm that, you know, I personally have struggled with my whole life. Or, you know, if you let your first thoughts be love, you're not going to get to the point where you feel like, geez, look at that. I'm sure they really won that trophy or that certificate, or come on. You know, they didn't deserve that. You know, you hear a lot of that, and again, you're going to attract negative things to you. I know just from being on social media, especially this day and age, it was so fiery hot with the presidential election that people say just horrible, just profane, vulgar things about whoever's president at the time. And even high-ranked martial artists who should be setting really good examples are doing this, and I have a real problem with that. You know, people are watching you. With great power comes great, you know, with great power comes a great responsibility. And that includes how you conduct yourself if people are watching you in any way, shape, or form. Even if your kids are watching you, or your nieces, your nephews, you know, people who watch you, you've got to be careful because you will sway them. And I just say it like this. I don't like to get political. I don't want to get political. But whoever's president, I pray for them. I prayed for Obama. I'm praying for Trump. It doesn't matter, you know, who or what you think you are or stand for. The important thing is that you handle it in a spiritually mature and appropriate way. And know that it's important that you're not going to agree with every president out there. I don't agree with a lot of things that all the presidents of my lifetime have done. But that doesn't mean that I can't pray for them and watch how I conduct myself. And don't get caught up in vulgarity and profanity and hate. I mean, it's just ridiculous for your own sake, because it comes back on you. You attract it. You write it, you attract it. You speak it, you attract it. So let's turn that around and realize with great power comes great responsibility. We're all responsible for that, and that's how the spirit realm handles you know, whatever you have achieved in your life, whether you're in charge or whether you're a super-duper athlete or whether you just won a beauty pageant or whether you just got your first book deal. It doesn't matter. Always look at it and how you can take that and make a difference in the lives of other people. I so enjoy talking to you, and I love your feedback, and you let me know if you like the things that I say too. If it's helping you grow, be a better person, that means a lot to me, because it makes me know that I am being responsible with what God gave me as well. I have 4 books out, and I write 2 magazine columns a month. And I thank you for your support. If you go to my Facebook page, Karen Eden Herdman, you will see a lot of the details on where you can buy my books or what magazines or whatever. And also my group blog. It is called the Eden Assignment on Facebook. There's thousands of people on there, and I'm very humbled, and I want to say thank you for that you are actually reading my stuff. You're taking the time, because I know how it is. You get so much posted on that Facebook post, and then you got to hit the more button, and you're like, do I really want to hit more? Because I don't really have time. I don't want to take the time. So I totally get that. And if you're actually hitting the more button and taking the time to do that, that means a lot to me. So thank you so much. I will see you on my next assignment, that is this week's Eden assignment, and just say may you continue to grow and be very, very blessed on your spiritual journey. God bless you. See you next time. Bye-bye.